Welcome to another audience interview presented by Kentucky Tourism and the Speed Art Museum. This is Doug Driesbach, publisher of Audience Magazine, and today I'm excited to catch up with Nicole Yates, who is the chair of the board of directors for the Fund for the Arts and is a dedicated and devoted person serving the underprivileged populations around the community and also throughout the state. She's also currently the associate vice president for growth and community engagement for Passport by Molina Healthcare, and she leads teams across the state to ensure that underserved people of Kentucky have access to quality health care. So her day-to-day efforts lead to real results that have real effects, and we can't thank her enough. So without further ado, welcome, Nicole.
Thank you, Doug.
We're excited to have you on today, and just reading your bio, you've been really busy with a lot of important things. Without people like you in this world, there's a lot of people that aren't going to get some of the things that they need, and especially health care and connection with the arts and everything. So I'm excited to hear about all that you're involved with. But first, I'd love to hear a little bit more about you, some of your background, and how you got to the point of being interested in what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. So interesting way about getting to healthcare. But I have always been about the people and grassroots specifically work. And so most of my background comes from the political world, where I worked more than 10 years with Congressman Barron Hill in Indiana's 9th Congressional District. Went on to work with Mayor Greg Fisher, the 50th mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, from his first day through about 8 years, where I then went on and had the privilege of leading the office as district director for Congressman John Yarmuth in Kentucky's 3rd District. And some of that stint also is I was on the campaign for Indiana of Barack Obama in 2008. So I've been in the political world for a long time here. It is my life's work to serve those who and advocate for the folks who are less fortunate. And I don't like to use the word less fortunate, but, you know, they're disenfranchised, they're at risk, they don't have access. And so when I realized that I had access, I promised God that I would use it for good as long as I had it. And that is what I do. And so I'm an advocate for many people behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. So there's a lot of work that I do that people don't even know about. And I know that there is this misconception that if it's not on social media or if I hadn't written about it on Facebook, it didn't happen. And that's not true in my world, because a lot of things that I do, you will never know that I did them. I don't think that it's always important to let people know what you are doing. And it's always good at times to work behind the scenes and not always be taking the credit and being in the forefront. So I get fulfilled by that. I'm definitely a people person. And so I do a lot of that's the work that I do.
So, you know, some of the things you touched on, just whether it's underserved, underprivileged, what the right term is, there's probably a lot of terms, but really every corner of the city, the state, the world, you're going to find differences in people's lifestyles and how they got there. Being in the political scene, did you have a different layer of awareness about those situations? Did you feel like that kind of brought it to the forefront more than just an average person going to the 9-to-5 job?
I don't know that I'd say that. I think working in government, when you work in government, and I say this all the time, everybody should go work in the mayor's office one day. It is not just dinners and events and ribbon cuttings. You may have someone who calls in there to the mayor's office, they're distressed. You may have someone who calls on Monday morning, their trash hasn't been picked up and it's 10 o'clock. Well, if your trash is picked up every Monday at 9 a.m., and an hour later, it's still not picked up for some people, that is an issue because they want to make sure that I don't like to keep my trash can in front of the house, right? But it doesn't matter what is on the minds of people when they call the office. They deserve to be able to tell you what's on their mind. They deserve to get the attention to solve the problem if that is what is within your realm. I think one of the things I'm really big on is that everyone could use a touch up on what civics is. I think people don't understand the layers of state, local, and federal government. And so a lot of times, and then when I moved over to the congressman's office, a lot of the same people would call the congressman's office and they weren't sure, but you know, it's okay. Like, I think that, working with people, listening to people just want to be heard. And that is the thing. If you give people a chance to say what's on their mind, I think they will appreciate that. Whether you can solve their problem or not, the fact that you gave them a platform to hear them is very important.
It makes sense. So with your role with Melina Health, Passport by Melina Healthcare, Associate Vice President for the Growth and Engagement team. I see that you lead teams throughout the state, throughout the community. Can you give us some examples about like how that works, what you're working with, and kind of the end goal there?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, Melina Healthcare, our mission is to provide access to care to improve the lives, the well-being, and health of our members. And we have the whole state of Kentucky. And there is about 250,000 members. And the lion's share of our members are in Louisville, Jefferson County. And I think that we have to make sure every day that I'm working myself out of a job, right? Because what we want are people to be healthy. We want people to be able to have access to care. And we want them to be able, so if you don't have a bed to lay your head in, then, you know, and you're hungry, you're probably not learning much. You can't hardly think. And so people deserve, just as human beings, the right to have a place to live, food, education that's affordable, and definitely they deserve the right to have affordable health care. And so my job every day is to make sure that the members at Passport by Melina Healthcare are served in the way that they deserve. We go to a lot of those members. So I meet them where they are. We meet people where they are. So we're really big working on maternal health, mental health. We are also making sure that the kiddos get their shots and get immunized so that they're able to go to school and are healthy little individuals and humans. And so whatever that is, if that is a medical clinic, a dental clinic, if that's going to rural Eastern Kentucky or rural Western Kentucky where the tornadoes were, we are there.
So you said it, referenced it a couple times there, that you have the right to do these kind of things. You should be able to have a place to lay your head, healthcare, and these kind of things. And one of the themes I've seen with Fund for the Arts and in a display ad that they ran with us in the season arts calendar is that art is a right and it's not a privilege. Big jump there, right? Totally different worlds. But in a way, tell us a little bit about how that statement might be relevant or align with what you're doing out in the community. How is art important to these communities? Not as important as healthcare, obviously, but how do they contribute to the overall well-being of a community? And how did you get involved with Fund for the Arts? I know that's a big jump, but...
Yeah, it's a big jump. That's all right. I believe that art is a part of healthcare because, you know, do you sing in the shower? Do you sing in the car? Everyone is an artist, right? And I think an artist, how good of an artist you are depends on you. You might think you sing very good in the shower, excellent, right? And so what we also know is that art can be therapeutic. And so if people have something that can relieve their mind and stress, and that's art, then that's another form of health. And so I have just always believed in the arts. I can't draw a circle, but I love to go to the plays and shows. I love to go to music festivals. I'm going to Bourbon and Beyond after our interview here today. And art comes in different forms and different shapes and different people. And I think that when you take art to the people so that it's accessible, I've used access a lot in this short interview we've had so far, but at sometimes art is not accessible. And I remember that when my friend Stephen Rowley became the president and CEO of the Speed Museum, he was like, "You have to join the Speed." I said, "Oh, I don't have Speed money. I can't afford the Speed." And he proved me wrong. And I'm a member of the Speed Museum. And I think that when we take arts to neighborhoods, we are taking it to people. So a sense of belonging, right? So some folks may not feel like they could go to the Speed Museum because it's very grand, the Speed Museum. It is. But everyone is welcome at the Speed Museum. And so we also sponsor community days. Molina Healthcare does at the Muhammad Ali Center, so that people can go to the Muhammad Ali Center and experience that for free. So art is a right. Everyone has the right to be able to experience art and to express themselves. And I believe that truly.
So in addition to what you just mentioned about a kind of community leaders from the company side having a role in extending these opportunities for arts for everyone, how have you seen the role of Fund for the Arts specifically change over the past few years? How long have you been on the board?
I've been on the board, oh gosh, maybe almost 3 years. I've been chair just a little.
So coming out of a really weird time, right? Andre comes on and he had a lot of great ideas that he implemented. So how have you seen kind of things change over the last few years, and where do you think it's going in the future?
Well, Andre Guess, as you know, he's a visionary. So he has these grand visions, you know. And so he has taken Fund for the Arts to an all new higher level that people really couldn't see. But it's something new, right? I think everyone thought of Fund for the Arts as a place where you could do your, the campaigns or workplace campaigns, right? But what we have done, and it's been a challenge to raise money, unrestricted money at that part. But what we have done is we received $1 million from the city under the direction of Mayor Greg Fisher. And then also Mayor Craig Greenberg has given to the Fund for the Arts as well under his administration. And so there's this program, some of you may be aware of the cultural passes. Mm-hmm. And so now that we have taken the cultural passes to a whole nother level. And at one point, there was these grants, and we called them cultural partners. And it was only 14 of them, but we have opened this process. And now we have 27. We opened the grant process, and now we have 27 cultural partners, right? And so there is another program called HEARTS, and it's Healing in the Arts. And with that, we have been able to really expand access to the arts world, to students, to individuals. We've gone into the neighborhood, so you might find us in a community center all over the city, instead of people thinking they have to come downtown to all of those great art facilities we have downtown and the Iroquois Amphitheater. You might find an arts program at a community center, which is pretty cool as well.
Well, that's amazing. Well, you're doing a lot of awesome things, not only in your professional career, but with the ancillary things with Fund for the Arts and everything else. So we can't thank you enough for your time today and your busy schedule. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that you'd like our listeners to hear today?
Oh, yeah. You know, I would hope that all of you would check out Fund for the Arts, and I hope you sing in the shower. And if you don't do anything else, just remember that everyone is an artist. Just repeat, I am an artist. And I think that for the city, the Fund for the Arts and the arts world is very high level. We have a lot of good stuff going on as far as the arts world is concerned in Louisville. And Andre Guess and his team over at Fund for the Arts is just taking it higher and higher. So check us out and go, you know, to a show and go to a music festival, support the arts. Thank you, Doug. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to another audience interview presented by Kentucky Tourism and the Speed Art Museum. This is Doug Driesbach, published by Audience Magazine. And for more interesting interviews and the latest on the arts and entertainment in Louisville, visit audience502.com.